talking to trainer Bill Ryan about the win of Dance Till Dawn, the first race in Hobart today. Bill, very impressive the way this horse toughed it out today.
She was. She was really tough going to the line. You know, she had a fight on her hands and she didn't shirk the issue. Young pace rider, her last start, he came in and said, forget about the run, she'll be in the money her next start. She drew wide, she laid on the stalls, missed the kick badly, went back to last and then started to work home at the finish of the race, which was a bit short for her. And I was just hoping that, you know, once we got her on the soft ground, that on the grass, that she'd go better than she did at Devonport, because she hasn't got the best of legs, and that's how we come to finish up with her.
Okay.
And, you know, she got through the track really good today.
Well, tell me how you came by the filly.
Well, it's quite a lovely story, really. Full thanks to Robin Wishaw from Armadale. She gave it to us.
Okay.
I had the full brother, Vin Tiller. And it was a very smart horse, but he was unsound, and this filly hasn't got the best of legs either. And we had a vetted, and the vet wouldn't pass her, and I said, oh, no, we'll pass her by. And Robin said, well, look, you know, I'm going to have to put her down. And she said, you can have her if you want her. And I ummed and ahed for a while, and I said, oh, all right, we'll give her a go. So the two guys that I went to have a look at it for originally, I rang them back and said, look, Robin said we can have this filly, and they said, all right, we'll run with it. So we did, and here we are today with a winner.
Well, you can't get any cheaper than nothing, Bill.
You cannot get them any cheaper than nothing.
Although your training fees are exorbitant. I'm out of kidding. Look, you know, went into the race with race experience. Obviously, one start last prep, and then that run under her belt going into this. And when Lincoln got off her, he said that she just felt like she was fitter than anything else that was around him. And she finished the race off as well. So the way she fought it out, the favourite came to her in the straight, and she refused to wilt, and that was a good sign.
Yeah, no, she fought like a little lion, didn't she? She wasn't going to give up at all.
That's all right, we'll keep going. We'll just worry about this phone call later on. But it's good to get a horse like this that can try, and that's obviously she might win a couple more.
Yeah, look, I'm hoping she will. You know, she it took her a hell of a long time before the penny dropped with her. She had about six trials and run last in all of them, and the two guys were in it with me. They were ready to pull the pin. You know, I said, you know, Christ, she's slow. And I said, she's just dumb. You know, I said, wait till the penny drops, you know, and we might have something. The brother was very, very good, but he was an unsound horse. He had bone chips, and we never ever saw the best of Vin Tiller. But having said that, as I said to them, her half-brother won the Yarra Glen Cup, so she may get a bit of ground later on.
Well, we can be hopeful. And she is owned by you and Mary, your wife Mary, and also Paul Jones and Martin Louth. And
you're
going to have some fun. And it's timely that she won today because you get a bit of spending money, extra spending money. You're going away to Europe. You're finally taking Mary on that well-earned holiday.
Yeah, we're finally going on our honeymoon.
After how many years?
I wouldn't like to say.
All right, well, look, well done, mate, and congratulations on getting a winner. And let's hope the sun keeps shining on the Bill Ryan stable.
Thanks, mate.